CKDU interviews with Greg Debogorski. Greg, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
That was actually really good for your first try.
Okay,
most
good.
People can't do that.
Greg, what program are you in?
I am in the Bachelor Management program.
Okay. What year are you in?
This is my fourth, and I think it's going to be my last.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, welcome to CKDU. I don't know if I said welcome. Oh. What position are you running for?
I'm running for president for the third year in a row.
Third year in a row?
Yeah.
And so you have some experience running for president in the past 2 years. What do you want to run? So some people, some of our listeners may have seen that or been aware, you know, followed that.
I'm sure some of them are, yeah.
What are you going to offer this year that you hope will get you the position this time?
I think this year I'm going to offer actually campaigning and actually putting up my issues. In years past, this was about pushing issues. It was about creating awareness of things that I didn't, or issues that I didn't think the executive and council were addressing properly. And this year it's about actually getting out there and trying to get students to vote and get active, even if it means not voting for me. Like, I'd be the happiest man in the world if, you know, we get 25%, 30% of the students, so then I didn't get a single vote, you know?
Mm-hmm. I move the mic a bit. What do you see as the principal issues this year around during this campaign period?
I think the largest issue we're looking at is whether or not to renew our contract with Sodexo and whether or not students should be looking at running their own food services as a viable option. And I don't think that there's been a viability study done, as far as I know. At least I haven't seen one. And I don't think the executives have engaged students to even be able to know what their preferences are in terms of food, in terms of, you know, most of the union and how it's built, even. The fact that executives are, you know, upstairs instead of downstairs, and, you know, they're kind of inaccessible. You kind of got to go through this maze of stairs and walls, and I think those are the two pressing issues right now. It's just student involvement and our food services, and just trying to get student involvement, trying to get students say, I'd like to create an electronic way of having referenda on issues. I'd like to go back through the books and, like, you know, like me personally, and just look over the efficiencies of that we're running our union with. I think we can do better, and I think the way that we can do better is by increasing involvement in our union and its services, and it's especially in its decision making. Like, we need to empower students. We need to empower the average student. And in my opinion, part of the reason that students don't get involved is because when they do get involved, the union doesn't act on their preferences and their wishes, and therefore they don't come back again for a second slap on the hand. You know, like you look last year, what happened with the AGM? We had, as far as I know, the best turnout to an AGM ever, and the following September, our executives and our council just, no, we're not going to have any more AGMs. And basically what I've heard is because the executive aren't strong enough leaders to actually handle a crowd that big, that's that passionate about the issues beforehand. And in my opinion, you know, they're scared. And they're scared to do their own job. And I, you know, so that really blocks the involvement that students want to take, because if they don't even have leaders to flock to, not that we necessarily need leaders, like, you know, you look at SMAC, and I don't agree with everything they do. I agree with much of what they want to do, for different ideological reasons, but we come to the same conclusion, and For me, the strongest thing about SMAC is that they are really decentralized. You know, they don't have 1, 2, 3 bosses that just dictate to the rest of the society. And I think that those are models, these horizontal organizational models are models that we can use.
And Greg, what is your ideology?
You know, it's funny, a lot of people call me a communist, a lot of people call me like I'm a fascist. I think, if anything, I'm a human, a humanist. I think that we should all be working together and, you know, to create a better campus. And maybe if we can create a better campus, maybe we can create a better Halifax. If we can create a better Halifax, maybe we can create a better Nova Scotia.
Okay. Greg, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Here we go. What's your favorite word? This is from Inside the Actor Studio. What's your favorite word?
I think Tribune.